Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marshani, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by Stitcher, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests if you miss them in their entirety. And we have the team captain from the Kansas State team. He's none other than Justin Hughes. He was also down at the College Gridiron Showcase, and then he was off to the Hula Bowl to spend some time in Hawaii showcasing his NFL talents in front of NFL scouts. But with that said, Justin, fabulous career, and welcome to the program. How's today treating you?
It's been good. I live in Stone Mount, Georgia. Ran up the mound this morning with a couple of my friends, get a little workout in. It was relaxing and did a little meditating on my own, played a little video games. I'm having a good day. Today's been a good day.
Now, I definitely want to spend the whole show, but I'm an avid runner. I'm curious, though. What's that mountain run like?
Oh, it's tough, man. It's like it's a really steep hill once you get towards the top. It's the biggest monument in the state of Georgia. It's a great view at the top, man. Once you get up there, it's a tough walk, tough run, whatever you do at your own pace, but once you get off to the top, it's worth it, man. It's a beautiful view of the entire city of Atlanta. Amazing view, man. And fun, real fun.
That's excellent. And you talk about the climb. You've been climbing this mountain towards the NFL, and you're almost at the view to see the bottom and reach that pinnacle. I mean, football, your favorite sport growing up, or was there other sports that you relished in as much, but football took a stranglehold at one point or another?
It's funny that you say that, man. Actually, football isn't my favorite sport. Basketball is my favorite sport, but football is a very close second. I played basketball and football all my life. Played basketball to my 10th grade year in high school. Switched high schools, and my new football coach told me that he didn't want me to play basketball anymore because you're gonna be a football player, man. Don't need you out there getting hurt or anything. So after my 10th grade season of basketball, I had to put the basketball down to go put dedicated to the field. And so, yeah, I love basketball, but I love football as well. It's given me a great opportunity to put me and my family in a better position for life. So,
yeah, that's wonderful here. So I'm curious. I mean, it seems like basketball resonates pretty heavy on your heart. How hard was it to walk away in high school, especially, you know, high school things are serious, but they're not as serious as they are once you get to collegiate level and obviously with the NFL on the horizon. But what was that like giving up the basketball court?
It was really tough because I loved it so much. I've played it my entire life. Just the moments you get from learning basketball, like intake and all that kind of stuff. It, believe it or not, I learned a lot of things on the basketball court, and I gained a lot of things on the basketball court that helped me for football. And it was hard putting it down, but when I went to Tucker, Georgia, Tucker High School, it's a powerhouse for football as well as basketball. And then coming into the school, I'm thinking, hey, I'm going to get an opportunity to be able to play both sports at a high level in the state of Georgia. But knowing my body and knowing who I am as a person, I'm probably going to get a better opportunity as playing football. And so being at Tucker, being a powerhouse, I had to just go ahead and make the decision and dedicate myself, because if I wanted to make it to the next level, I had to put my entire work and my entire time into getting to perfect my body.
Now, defense, did you play both sides of the ball in high school? I mean, how did you kind of end up, you know, becoming a linebacker and playing a position that got you this far?
I started off in Elba County, Georgia, and I played both sides of the ball. I played running back, and I played linebacker and DN. And then once I got to Tucker, I played more of a linebacker safety role, and I played a few snaps at running. Like, we ran the wing T, so I was the fullback. So I played a few snaps at that and got a couple snaps at that. But we had a tons of running backs that we could incorporate, and so I could have time to solely focus on defense. And so I perfected that and perfected my craft on the defensive end, which I really appreciate my coaches for allowing me to do that.
On a joking note, were you ever in Coach Kleiman's ear at Kansas State saying, hey, put me back in the backfield, let me run some trickery back there, I could still carry the
man,
ball?
Man, I told him that. I told him I could have ran a couple fullback dives or something, or a couple sweeps for him. But
I love it.
But yeah, Elijah Sullivan, my linebacker partner, he played running back as well. So we always joke with Coach Kleiman about putting us in the backfield and let us run that thing. So
well, fair enough. Hey, for all these NFL personnel people, if you're going to listen in, just remember Justin Hughes is willing to accept some ball carry, some snaps, as well as be a hybrid linebacker as well. So you're getting 2-for-1 if you put him on that 53-man roster. Kind of like getting to
right.
The nooks and crannies. I mean, you're down at the Hula Bowl. You're at the GCS. These scouts know you. That's why you're there. But what was it like to experience just the interaction of meeting them and letting them know who you are as a man?
Crazy experience. I will never forget either experience. Just seeing all these NFL teams and seeing all these NFL scouts walking around, getting to know you, asking you questions, filling out paperwork for these teams, whether that be in testing or informational, and all these kind of things will never be replaced, man. It's a amazing experience, man. Just seeing your dreams be so close to making your dreams come true that you've been working for your entire life. And I want to thank CGS and Hula Bowl for giving me the opportunity, man. And I'll never forget either.
That's wonderful. And I'm curious, I mean, these guys aren't going to just blow you away with flattery. They kind of got a poker face, if you will. But did they give you any positive feedback that put some pep in your step as you got through those weeks?
Yeah, my agent had tons of communication with the scouts. We sent out film of me doing highlights, me sending out drills that I've done throughout the process of me training, going to CGS, doing those things, sending out information that I was going to be in the Hula Bowl and all that kind of stuff. They gave good feedback, and just telling my agent that he's a strict ball player. He may not be the fastest. He's definitely really strong. His IQ for the game is hot, very high, and this is the kind of player that we would like on our team. Yeah, we kept in great contact with a few teams, and they think I'm a great player, and hopefully they pick me up as an asset to their team and see what I got, give me a shot, get my foot in the door, and once I'm able to do that, I know they will fall in love with the ball player who I am.
You're exactly right, Justin. I'm telling you what, it doesn't matter where you hear your name called. It doesn't matter if your name's called after the draft as an undrafted priority for agent. Once summer starts and you make the impact there, that's when gloves are off. And unless you're a first, second, third rounder, nobody's safe. And like I said, that's the funnest time for me as a person, an evaluator, observer of the sport, is to see which guys really kind of take a stranglehold of those preseason, you know, snaps. Now, for you, you're a team captain. That's one of the biggest accolades any collegiate kid could get. I mean, because, you know, teams want to know what's he like in the locker room. Well, you're the leader of those men. I think that's a wonderful accolade. But besides that awesome trait, I mean, if these scouts are breaking down the tape of Justin Hughes, you're in that film room with them, what do you think pops off the film? I call them your hallmark home run type abilities that they're going to fall in love with.
I think my best asset would be my communication level. Being the leader on the defense and being a team captain, I have to be able to communicate really well. Being a linebacker, basically the quarterback of the defense, calling out plays, calling out, helping guys with their assignment, helping guys with their alignment, helping guys know what may come from the offense and what may not come from the offense, just making checks and everything. And so I think with that high IQ and high level of communication, I can really stand out versus a guy who just goes out and plays. And because, I mean, adding that asset to your defenses can't be replaced, man. And I think me being a smart and intelligent football player and knows how to get to the ball and knows where the ball is going to be is a very, very high trait that I have on myself, and I pride myself on it.
Wonderful. And how about this? I mean, 2019, you missed the season. You come back in 2020, you play the entire year, team captain. How much harder was it just coming back due with COVID and not being able to just be with your teammates as much as you normally are? What was that comeback like for you?
It was very tough, especially coming off my injury, not having an off season basically the entire time, the entire spring, most of the summer taken away from us. Guys in and out of training and camp because of COVID, guys in and out of weeks during the season because of COVID. It was a very tough process, man. But we stuck with the process and we made the best of our situation. The league guys who may or may not be there the next day, you know, because you may see a guy who's at practice one day and know he might either have COVID the next day or he may be a close contact and he's not out there no more. And so the next man has to step up, and it was a tough process, but I think we did the best that we could as leaders, and just have to keep guys motivated and keep guys fighting the fight. And that was one of our quotes on the year. It was just a pound of stone each and every day, no matter what life gives you. So,
well, props to you and your teammates, Justin, especially coming off the injury. I mean, you earned enough respect from 1 year in 2020. I mean, your whole entire year, but you come back strong enough in 2020 for two college invitations. And anyone that wants to know about NFL draft prospect, I mean, two college invites, phenomenal stuff. That means those scouts want to see you, and that's what you want the most. You know, we talked about you climbing the mountain today and enjoying nature. I mean, is that what you like to do, free time, exercise? I mean, what are some of your passions besides just X's and O's and being fit?
I mean, like you said, me and my friends, we go out, we try to have fun with each other, especially when I'm in town because I'm rarely here, and so they try to get me out the house a little bit, and because I love to play the video game. The video game is my second home, really. If I'm not playing ball, I would rather sit in the house playing a video game, or just going on walks with me and my girl. We just go look at houses or go on drives and just ride around just to clear our mind and meditate, man. And I guess that's Justin Hughes in a nutshell, just chilling, playing video games or relaxing. So
I love it, man. I love it. You've been a fantastic guest, and we appreciate your time. Before we let you go, though, we'd like to have a little bit of fun with our guests. We call it three and out. You ready to take a shot with some of these off-the-wall questions?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, I'm going to dedicate two of the three to you personally just because you love basketball. So the first one, you're in a dunk contest. You're in the dunk contest, and you need to get the 50. What dunk are you going to throw down to get that 50-point dunk?
I'm going to do 360 through the leg, one arm dunk.
Nice.
Yeah.
And another one, just because you love basketball, it's not going to be Team Durant or Team LeBron. It's going to be Team Justin. Who's your first pick for your NBA if you're at the All-Star captain? Who are you going to pick first?
In this year's All-Star?
You're the team captain. You got first pick. Yep.
Kevin Durant. Healthy Kevin Durant.
Very nice. Long, lengthy. Can score points.
Yeah.
Unstoppable in that nature.
Yes,
and
sir.
The final one, Justin. That draft is going to be right around the corner. I assume that weekend, you're going to be surrounded by the people that are dearest to you as you celebrate this next football journey. With that said, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
That's a tough question. I haven't thought about that. The best cook in our family is my cousin Troy. He's a chef. I live with him. I really Man, that's a tough question. I would really probably want like a steak and fish type day. So like steak, grilled salmon, some rice, maybe a potato to sub out the rice, maybe loaded potato, and some type of cake, some type of Oreo cake, cheesecake for dessert.
I love it. Justin, you know what? You're the first guy that ever actually mentioned the dessert, ever. We've always had guys that they might say one dessert, or they might just say, hey, steak and potatoes. Nobody's ever gone through the whole gauntlet. And props to you, man. I've never even thought about it.
Yeah.
I love
it. Appreciate it.
Man, hey, fabulous career, and we appreciate you stopping by. We always like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and best of you looking moving forward, my man.
All right, thank you so much. Appreciate you having me.
Yes, sir. Once again, that is Justin Hughes, the former team captain at Kansas State. And a lot to like about this young man, the two college invites, like I said, you guys know that's a nice commodity. And he talked about the feedback him and his agent received from this team saying that, you know, they really like what this young man brings to the table. And that's pretty obvious. I mean, you got a communicator and a guy that kind of gets after. And he got that hybrid type body where he's very quick sideline to sideline. And, you know, he can fill that gap and be very, very effective. And I think that's what teams love about him. But that's my evaluation again. But I was very excited to get this young man on. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.